Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I have, well, I hesitate to call it advice. I almost said the word advice, but I don't really like to call it advice. I don't like to give advice because I think most advice sucks. But maybe this is just something for you to consider. Maybe this is just something that worked for me, that maybe it'll work for you. Maybe it's something that I went through and I can tell you about. So maybe if you're struggling with it, you don't have to go through it anymore. Or you can maybe help somebody else out. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Some of the shit that I've said in the past has helped people. If you can take my shitty experiences and my colossal fuck-ups and failures and somehow make some good out of it and improve yourself or improve the life of somebody you give a shit about, then, you know, I'm at least contributing something to society because I don't know what the fuck else I have to offer. But here's the thing. Perhaps the most important thing for me when I started improving mentally. Now, going to a therapist really fucking helped, but all a therapist really does is kind of hold up a mirror, right? They reflect your shit back at you. They get you to open up. They get you to talk. They get you maybe to figure some shit out on your own. They get you to say it, so maybe you start examining things a little bit better. And I mean, look, they know what the fuck they're doing, so maybe they have some tricks to try to help calm your fucking ass down and get your head right, so you might be able to be more open to shit, I guess. Hey, if my mind calms down here, maybe it's going to be more open here. If I can spend my day focused on this instead of how I want to jump off a goddamn building, I'm going to improve. When I look back at like everything, when I look back at how much I've improved the past 7 years since I got out of my marriage and, you know, basically all the time before that, where I was just a goddamn mess, just held together with fucking duct tape and bubblegum. But a big thing, perhaps the biggest thing for me mentally to improve was to stop being so fucking hard on me. Stop being so fucking hard on myself. I was extremely hard on myself when I was growing up. I was extremely hard on myself in school, in relationships, in sports, and how I fucking talk to people. On fucking everything. And a lot of that just stems from how you grew up. My parents, I feel like, were fucking tough on me. If I got an 88 on a spelling test, perhaps I'd get fucking yelled at. If I did the wrong thing, my dad would fucking scream at my fucking ass. So you get hyper fucking sensitive to fucking up and you just have to be fucking perfect. And it creates this fucking perfectionist mindset that you're always in. And any fucking mistake is just unacceptable. And it just really fucking sucks. And you fucking just harp on yourself. And you're so fucking hard on yourself when you fucking shouldn't be. You should be fucking caring and fucking nurturing, and you should tell yourself that you love yourself, and you should be fucking kind, because if you're not to you, then I got news for you. Other people out there might not either. Not that like people are super nice to me now that I'm better to myself, but at least I know that like when I go home at the end of a shitty fucking day, or if I have a terrible fucking day, at least I know that I'm going to show myself fucking kindness. You can't always count on anybody else. You know what I mean? But you can count on you. And it's a good place to fucking start. It fucking pains me to think back on how fucking hard I was on myself for fucking everything. And you know what? It still bleeds in. It still bleeds in here and there. I got to fucking calm myself down. Like, no, it's okay. It's okay. You fuck that up. That's fine. Or maybe it's not fine, but like, it's going to be okay. It's not the worst thing in the world. You didn't do it on purpose. You didn't do it because you're a bad guy. You didn't do it because you're fucking worthless. You know, those thoughts are easy to creep in. And you know what else fucking happens? And this might be maybe even more important. I mean, I shouldn't say more important, but as is important. If you're hard on yourself, right? And if you love yourself, if you're hard on yourself, if you're tough on you, you're going to be tough on other people that you care about. I was tough on my fucking wife. I mean, not all the fucking time. The same thing like with me. I didn't harbor myself all the fucking time. But like my thought process, I'm imagining, because you know, you can't completely put yourself back there when you're better. But like my thought process probably was something like, listen, I'm this hard on me subconsciously, right? And I love me. So like if I love myself and I treat myself like that, you're gonna treat other people you love like that, and you're gonna end up hurting people that you fucking care about. It's gonna end friendships, it's gonna end relationships, it's gonna end fucking marriages, it's gonna just be a fucking problem. And I always felt bad if I was tough on myself, but I didn't know any other way to be. Hey, maybe if you were better, Chris Johnson, maybe if you weren't such a fucking loser, things would be better for you. Jesus Christ. Like it's hard for me to even say that, but those are real fucking thoughts. And they creep in still to this day. They fucking creep in there. I got to keep that shit at bay. And it's hard to keep it at bay. Like if you're really not succeeding, it doesn't mean it's a fucking shortcoming. It just means that shit's tough. Shit's tough out there, man. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. You know, you want it to work out all the fucking time and you do your fucking best for it to work out all the fucking time. But like, it's not going to all the time. And like, it's okay to not be good enough for the fucking outside world. But it's not okay not to be good enough for your fucking ass. I don't know if I'm fucking good enough for anybody. And I mean that with 100% fucking sincerity. I have no fucking idea. I mean, any relationship, like romantic relationship that I've ever aspired to have or had, I wasn't fucking good enough for any of them because my ass is alone right now, right? So like, it's tough to not internalize that. And like, I've had friendships fail over the years, and it's tough to not internalize like, hey man, maybe I'm the reason that it fucking failed. But I guess my point is, I don't know. I can't count on that, but I can count on being good enough for myself. Man, I don't know. If you're not good enough for yourself, based on like how that makes me feel, I have a fucking very hard time believing that if I'm not good enough for me, how the fuck am I going to be good enough for fucking anybody? Because if everybody else thinks I'm fucking worthless now and I think I'm worthless, then what the fuck do I got? Then nobody thinks I'm fucking worth anything. You got to be on your own side. You got to help yourself. So please, 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 if you're tough on yourself, stop. Stop it. Find a way to redirect that. If you're hard on you, you're going to be hard on other people you care about. Please stop doing it. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself the way you would want other people to treat you. Think about it like that. I don't want somebody to treat me like I'm an asshole. So I don't want to treat myself like an asshole. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That was a fucking grind. It was a grind for my mental state to get through. But we did it, baby. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck else you want it. Twitter @JohnsonHateYou, in my Facebook timeline, and on Instagram @maybe5minutes.